Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we'll continue on in a message I have been sharing this week, Labor to Rest. That is found in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 11. Let me read just a few verses from that chapter. Verse 11 says, "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." And the two preceding verses says, "There is a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his." And we know from the Word of God, in the beginning when God created the heavens and earth and the fullness thereof, he created in 6 days, and he sanctified the seventh day, the Sabbath, as a day of rest. Not that he needed rest, but to illustrate this was his desire for his creation, not only man, the epitome of God's creation, but also the animals. Under the old covenant, they weren't to work the animals. The animals were to have a rest. And the land, even, they had Sabbath rest for the land. So God has intended good for his people. There are reasons and divine principles behind every command that God has given in the Word of God. And so we have been looking these last few days at the rest God desires us to have. We've looked at Matthew, the 11th chapter, and in that 28th verse, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is the rest that is given, and it comes, that rest, we can receive that by simply responding to his invitation, that free gift of salvation. And as we respond, we have a deep soul rest. Our spirit man has been redeemed. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So there's the rest the Lord gives, and then there is a rest that is found, because just a couple verses further in Matthew 11:30, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." That's different from just "come unto me because I'm going to give you this," but it says, "Take my yoke upon you." So how do we do that? That is a command. You, that's an imperative. Take my yoke, you take. You is understood. "And ye shall find rest for your souls." Praise God. And so as we look at this rest that is appropriated by faith, there is an admonition in the 11th verse of Hebrews 4, "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." And that's why the children of Israel did not enter into his rest. They wandered, that first generation wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief. And so rest, beloved, is indicative of a spiritual condition. In order to labor, to enter into that rest, it sounds like a contradiction in terms, but there is something required. We have to take action. That's what Jesus said, "Take my yoke." Meet the conditions to achieve that goal. And how do we do that? By spending time with the Lord in solitude and in meditation. And the danger is, and it's one of the most effective ploys the enemy can use against committed, dedicated Christians, is to keep them so busy and so active doing good things. I mean, it's possible to get involved and active at your church every night that we are so busy, we lose focus of the most important thing, and that is fellowship with the Lord. Now, it's true, we can be very busy, and there's seasons in our lives. There's no question. It's not only seasons in our lives, but even in our weekly schedule. There are commitments or there's obligations that require greater attention than just sort of your normal activities. So the Lord is not wanting us to be in any way undisciplined or not responsible, but the most important priority is our walk with the Lord, and everything should flow out of that. As I gave the example in a previous broadcast, Jesus said, He is the vine and we are the branches. And the branches bear fruit, not by working hard, not by strategizing, not by figuring it all out. They just abide in the vine. And the branch, by that simple union, will bring forth fruit. Abide in me and my words abide in you. You're going to bring forth much fruit. And so it's an effort to be able to do that, because when we think of effort, it's we got to work harder. We have to do more. That is not what this scripture is advising us to do. And we would be happier and perhaps more dedicated and devoted Christians if we spent more time alone in quiet waiting upon God. Not only as much time as our schedule permits in our daily life, but also times when we can get away, devoted times where we're not going to pick up the normal test. Some people like do that, especially at the beginning of a year. They take, you know, a few days off, not to be inactive, but to really seek the Lord, to find out His will. What are the things that God is directing them into? And so, just as Jesus did, He did that very frequently. He went off into the wilderness to pray. Why? Because He would receive direction from His Heavenly Father, you know, to go to this city, to tarry in an area, whatever. He would seek His Father's will, His Father's position on whatever He was dealing with, how to deal with issues, how to deal with situations. And that's what we are invited to do as well. And so we, you know, in today's world, it's like the more that we can do, you know, we're afflicted, if you will, with the idea that we're doing nothing unless we're running to and fro. And that is not, activity does not mean productivity necessarily. There's no time more profitably spent than that which is set apart for a quiet time with the Lord, for talking with God, for praying and looking up to heaven. Praise God. So we have so few of these open spaces in our lives, times in which our soul can be at rest in God and open to fellowship and communication from the Lord. And you can be sure, even, and you may have found this in your own life, sometimes things get so busy, well, you just don't get the Bible reading in that you want, desire to do every day, the time with the Lord. And you can be sure there will be all kinds of interruptions, all kinds of things you have to deal with externally that will prevent you, take you from what you really spiritually desire. And so just be aware, it's one of the areas of warfare that the enemy will attack. Someone has said, reverie or quiet time, if you will, it's the Sunday of the mind. And I should say, as of the spirit as well. How often do we give our mind or our soul and spirit a Sunday in which we will do no manner of work, but simply lie still and look upward? I mean, for example, let's look at the life of a minister. If there's any day that there's greater demands on him in terms of preaching, waiting on God, getting the will, the mind of the Lord, ministering to the congregation, it's Sunday. And so Sunday is not a day of rest for that minister, but many take, as Brother Glass and I used to do years ago, we would take Monday off. And so regardless of what our station in life, whatever our task or responsibilities, there is time that is needed. And so why am I sharing all this? It is as a cautionary warning that you don't let the enemy wear you out doing good things. Let there be intervals in your lives when you do nothing, think nothing, plan nothing, but simply, as it were, lay yourselves down in green pastures, allowing the Lord to restore your soul. And we don't need to set aside, you know, what are the projections for the next projections or schedules for the next quarter, for the next week. Things you, it's so easy to get caught up in that. And that concept so beautifully expressed in Psalm 23 and 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So even there in that analogy of a sheepfold, they lie down. It's important to feed, but also to have their thirst quenched, the very living waters, the water, nothing can survive without water. He leads me beside the still waters, praise God. I remember in the time of a friendship a few years back with a very good friend, we were both involved in something, and she slipped on something as she was walking, and she broke her ankle. And this seemed to be, you know, just the worst possible thing could have happened. However, God used that time. I mean, she couldn't walk. She had to stay off of her foot. She used that time that was necessary in recovery. God used that time to change the course of her immediate future. He enabled her to make some very important life decisions. So sometimes things that seem to be hindrances or departures from what you want to do, God has a plan, because sometimes we have to be, He makes us still. He made her to lie down in green pastures so she could get the word from the Lord. So rest, beloved, is a freedom from activity or labor in the physical. It's a state of motionless or inactivity, but spiritually it's peace of mind and peace of spirit, rest to the soul, because we have the yoke of Jesus upon us. Praise God. Lord, may you grant this to every listener, to every child of God. May we experience that peace that passes understanding and the rest that you have given us and the rest that we will enter into by taking your yoke. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you. Pray for you every day. And if you have specific needs you'd like me to agree with you on, I alone read and answer the mail. I know you'd be blessed by whatever God would give me to share with you. The announcer would give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.